And yesterday, the government released a paper outlining how its new National Energy Guarantee will work. But many are unconvinced its emission reduction component will work. I spoke to the Australian Conservation Foundation's Suzanne Harter about the update.
Yeah, so the discussion paper that came out yesterday sort of confirmed a lot of our earlier concerns, and that is that what's being put up is a mechanism that's allegedly combining our energy policy and our climate change policy in one mechanism. But it actually is tying to a very, very, very low ambition in terms of reducing our climate pollution in this country. So it actually tries to lock in the government's 26 to 28% Paris target. But even worse than that, it doesn't actually even get us to that target because it assigns just a 26% load on the electricity sector, which actually can do a lot of heavy lifting. The electricity sector is a sector that we have ready-made solutions. We've got lots of wind and solar and all the technology we need to get a lot more pollution reduction from electricity. And they're absolutely lowballing that. And within this discussion paper, they also try to lock that in. So they try to create notice periods for changing those targets, so 5-year notice periods, a 10-year target that they would set in place. So they're actually locking in some very, very low ambition and then setting up a, quite a murky mechanism around that. So there's lots in here that's very concerning that gets to the point of really non-transparent, very complex, very confusing ways of actually enforcing this mechanism, and lots of loopholes, it appears, to let the retailers that have this obligation actually defer it to future years or come up with really interesting ways of calculating their emissions. So there's lots of problems with regards to not just the low ambition, but then how it would actually be implemented.
Now, you're talking about the fact that it locks in an emissions target into the National Energy Policy. Is that perhaps just a feature of the scheme, which tries to combine both energy policy, whose main objective is reliability, and environmental policy, emissions reduction policy, which is about reducing carbon emissions? Is that just a fact of that?
So the point of this discussion paper was to manage sort of three things, which was making sure that our energy, our electricity system is reliable, making sure that we can cut pollution, that those cuts are in line with our international commitments, and that we do that in a way that makes sure that our costs aren't going up. So that all sounds good. Except that from a reliability perspective, so this mechanism tries to do all of those things. It has one piece of it, which is focused on reliability, and it forces retailers to actually respond to that requirement in a way that's very confused in the way it's set up here. So it's uncertain exactly how that's going to work, but it would set up a process where if reliability was a concern, there would be a trigger, and retailers would have to then deal with that by contracting certain kinds of energy. Now, again, that could be used potentially to force them or encourage them to contract more fossil fuel energy, for example. So there's lots of concerns around how that might play out. But again, there's not much detail around that. On the other side, on the emission side and cutting pollution, again, the real concern is that the entire process is being set up in a way that's very confused, and it certainly doesn't look as though it'd be very transparent, in a way that won't actually meet our international obligations. So it's not really set up to be in line with our Paris targets. It also looks as though it may open up international offsets or domestic offsets so that this whole obligation to reduce pollution can be just be written off by purchasing some credits. So some credits from other sectors, from tree planting or other things, and that will actually mean we won't be making those adjustments that we need to make here on the ground in terms of cleaning up our dirty energy sector. So lots of concerns around how this will play out and whether it can truly be effective, and it doesn't look as though it can, to actually clean up our electricity sector.
Right. One part that is interesting is the discussion paper talking about emissions intensive industries. So that would include coal-fired power stations, that they be effectively exempt from the emissions requirement. So as you were just saying, they'll need to offset that somehow. Is that even possible?
Well, yeah, so this is another interesting thing. So it's been proposed that emissions-intensive, trade-exposed industries, those are those industries that, you know, are trading in a global context, that they be exempt. So what that would mean, though, is that if they're exempt, then that amount needs to be made up somewhere else. So that means that their component would have to be taken up by the rest of the country, by the other folks that have to meet the emissions target. And so I guess there's a question of whether or not, A, those are the right folks to exempt, since they are, as they say, emissions intensive. So they're the highly polluting industries. Should we be driving their pollution down, or at least encouraging that to happen? And should the rest of us be picking up the slack?